Good morning.
Good morning.
I learned something new recently, that zeal is actually a part of the armor of God, the armor that God gives to us. From Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17, "He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak." Without zeal, we are missing something. Christian zeal is for God and for fellowship. Make no mistake, it is possible for Christians to have zeal for themselves, for their kingdom. And in some cases, it can be called pietism. Psalm 69, verse 9 says about our Lord, "For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." Christian apathy, on the other hand, is a lack of care for others. There was an Iranian couple that moved to the United States. I'm not sure when, but they moved here, and they lived here for at least several months and decided to move back to Iran. And if you don't know, Iran persecutes Christians. They imprison Christians. They kill Christians. And their prisons are not like our prisons. They're more like dungeons. But they chose to move back to Iran. And the reason that they gave was because that Christians are, in this country, many Christians are asleep. They've been lulled to sleep by Satan, is what they said. Iran, you might also know, has the fastest growing church in the world. How would you know if you're apathetic? Allow me to ask a couple questions. When is the last time you shared your faith? And I don't mean invited people to church. I mean intentionally speaking to a stranger about God. How many people are you discipling? As overseers, elders have this responsibility, certainly, but there's room for others too. Whether you know it or not, you're discipling people that you work with and people that you live with. And they're learning about your God by how you treat them. For example, when someone makes a mistake at work, you can come down pretty hard on them, make them feel inferior, or you can use it as an opportunity to care for them. What would Jesus do? Are we looking for opportunities to share the love of God? Our ministry starts with our family and extends to our church and to our friends and to our neighbors, but must also reach out to others. Finally, is there a day of the week that you give to God? Is there one day of the week that you use as a Sabbath for God's kingdom instead of your kingdom? The antidote for Christian apathy is repentance and to remember our first love. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we have been apathetic and we ask your forgiveness. Lord, you are the God who is able to wake the dead. You're able to give life. And we ask you, Lord, that you would raise up men in the church and raise up in our hearts a zeal, not just for doctrine, but also for your house. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.